Hi, this is Chuck,
and I am starting the show with a special message. Now, after this, the normal show will start. I previously recorded and already edited together, but I want to tack this on the front as a special request. Now, in the show, you'll hear that I don't know anything going on about Treon, and I still don't, but I decided to put this at the beginning of the show. I need your help. What I need is for you, the subscribers and the people that love this show, or like this show, or can tolerate this show and the droll tones of its host, to pass the show on to guildies, to your grandmother, to your uncle who thinks that jets sound like carousels. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I really want to get the listenership up. That way I won't have to go through my free podcast to have to pay for something, since this really is all I do for a living, and it ain't much of a living. I don't want to have to pay for web space I can't afford, especially since I want to start getting more content on the show, and Treon's going to be the best way for me to do that, and to supply you guys with all the entertainment and information at the same time. Also, anything I get from Treon is going to go right into the show, into contests and giveaways, so if they actually give me in-game content, it's just going to go right back out to y'all. What I need, again, is just help. Push the show. I can only push it so much because, let's face it, I'm biased. But if you guys like the show, people will take your word for it more than they take mine. So, if you like the show, give it to somebody. Tell somebody to go to riffrunners.info and check it out. Tell them there's a funny fat guy trapped in a basement somewhere recording his little internet ranting so that people can imagine he gives a shit. Or wait, he imagines they give a shit. I don't know. We mentioned he was crazy and lives in a basement. The point is, I need help because I can't do it alone. So, if you want to help, push the show. It really, really, really go a long ways. To guildies, to people you group with, anybody. It doesn't matter. I really mean that. As long as I get more subscribers, maybe Treon's not going to care that I don't host it out of my own server. And that is really going to be key. Alright guys, thanks for listening. Really thanks for all my 44 subscribers as of right this very moment. Thank you for all the love you guys give me, and the emails I read later on, and the one I got today I didn't get a chance to read. Thank you so much. And you know what? Can't wait to talk to you guys next week.
Welcome to
I love this fucking game.
Come on, man. How awesome is it?
Really?
Not no, but hell no. Tough. Full of murder.
What the fuck are you?
We are
Mind.
Riff Runners. All the noise in the background is my wife messing with our animals. And we are just rambling for a couple of seconds because I know that theme music is still really loud and crazy and pointless. Yes, and I'm an asshole. So, what are we going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk about breeding. That's what me and the guild are doing these days. That's what I have been leveling Lyft to do. And we're going to talk about the Ascended Friend Program. And we're going to talk about staying up all night and aggravating your wife here on Riff Runners. Okay, no, seriously. We are going to talk about raiding and the time commitment there involved there. It is a huge amount of time to raid because raiding is hard. And it takes a lot of time and concentration. And the worst part of raiding is that one guy out of place, one guy not doing his job, can tank a raid. Even if everyone is excellently geared and doing what they're supposed to do, one guy in the wrong place at the wrong time, or not doing what he's supposed to, can tank a raid. You know, each raid has a set of rules, and a lot like the expert dungeons. They have things you have to do. Now, a couple people might be asking, why are you recording right now while your wife is messing with your animals? It is because I stayed up all night last night raiding, and I really needed to gather my thoughts and space myself from it for a little while. So, this is where I am. So, we're doing it now. Doing it live. That's a Bill O'Reilly joke. Everybody can get it. I'll just move on. So, why? Why is it so important? It is important because of a couple factors. One, again, you have to be in a certain place. Two, every raid has rules that have to be adhered to, because if not, they're Well, they'd be fucking butter, and this wouldn't be a raid, and there wouldn't have been rules. Three, because people are depending on you, and you're here for gear. Gear you want to get from their participation also. People are going to not get everything every run. So you're going to have to do this again, which means you want to focus. You want to put 110% in. Now, what I'm trying to get at is, if it's not a night that's good for you to raid, if you can't give 110% attention and attention to detail, maybe that night's not for you. However, let's face it, life happens. It's happening right now. And that is what goes on in a raid. Sometimes things happen. Nobody's going to blame you for that, of course. You just got to focus on your goal and pay attention to the little things. If it's repetitive, then it could be a problem in your raid later. But not right now. Not immediately. Another thing, you know, if you're a tank, you want to use a mic. There are tank cues that have to be called out and communicated. And I know it sounds dumb, like, oh, you know, people raided long before there were voice chat servers. For the record, EQ was around when this thing, Roger Wilco, came out. Roger Wilco used to be something you used when you played Half-Life back in the day. It's just one of those things it was. There's always been voice chat. It just has. So, it hasn't always been done without it. It has been done without it. But it's always been available since MMOs have been around. So, why is it important? Well, first off, it's such an important tool. A lot of these games are now designed so that you can have that quick response time, especially when you're learning a raid. Now, that doesn't mean you can't ever do a raid, but if you're going to get the timing down, everyone in the raid has to know that fight. And I mean ins, outs, timing, cues, everything. If not, you're going to have to listen for cues from raid leaders, from your tank. Everybody involved has to have a way of communicating immediately that does not require them to leave the progression of what they're doing. The rotation on their spell list, heals, kiting something. You really want to be able to just key up, say what you need to say quickly, and then go. Party chatter on the voice thing. You know, it's good to cut up and laugh, and I'm guilty of that. Man, I afterwards did a bunch of tier 2s, and all I did, I needed to get it out of my system. I just cracked jokes and talked shit for 3 hours afterwards. But, you know, the thing is, when you're doing a raid, low chatter during the pulls, during the fights, is very important. For instance, raid rifts are probably the easiest raids right now available. And they are easily messed up by not hearing the cues for tank exchanges on bosses, calls for the spore mushrooms on the life rift. If you're not doing those, and you're not getting on them when you should, the spores are a great example. Boom! Half the raid's gone. And now that means the other half has to pick up your slack. Half of you disappearing makes this near impossible to succeed now, which means you've got an hour timer since when you open this rift. You're eating up that time. Why am I really going around here with all these explanations? Because I need to focus the fact that you have to be able to participate fully while you are raiding. Again, if you know you're going to have other shit going on and you're going to be distracted, if you know there's going to be a lot of tight consequence things going on, like, you know, your wife doesn't like you staying up that late, or, you know, you've got a girlfriend coming over, or you have to feed the kids in 10 minutes. You really don't want sideways distractions, which means, A, either handle them ahead of time, or just say, hey, I can't raid. I mean, that's acceptable. Everybody wants maximum participation. But again, you got something to do, it's something you got to do. Now, when that becomes a problem, people are like, oh, guilds are such elitists, and raiders are such pains in the ass. Really, let's face it, the raids are scheduled ahead of time. It's not like we get on, we're like, let's do it, let's knock some raid rifts out. I got a lure, let's go rip one out the sky. That's not what happens, okay? Some action hero sergeant doesn't rush in, gather a posse, and we go out and kill a raid boss. We schedule it, you know, a week in advance, minimum, sometimes. And all of these raids have, generally, raid dates. For instance, ours are Thursdays and Fridays. Well, what does that mean, you know, in the long run for you? Well, that means you know it's going to be at this certain time, at 2 days a week, and that makes it available for you to go to either raid. It doesn't mean you have to be at every one. If you want to get gear, if you want an opportunity, if you want to participate and learn the raids, you can. But the real life stuff you have come up that you're like, I don't get a chance to raid, makes it kind of difficult when you know there are two a week you can do at the same time. So, plan ahead. That's it. It's that simple. Plan ahead. If you want to be there, plan ahead. If you want to do something in the raid, pay attention. If you have a role and you claim to have it, or you understand it, really understand it. It may annoy people that you have to ask extra questions. If you can't see something, say, I can't see something. I had that happen in our raid, and it was misunderstood completely. So let me explain this to be clear. I call out, the reason that happened is because I can't see when the tank is engaging. Someone in the raid yelled, I really wish people would go and read the way the raid works. And I was irritated, but I clarified, because a raid is not a place to start having your heart on your sleeve or chip on your shoulder. Just understand there's a misunderstanding and clarify. No, I'm a little frustrated, so let me clarify this, what I said. I literally cannot see when he has aggro because I can't see but so far ahead of me because of the animations and how dark it is. I literally cannot see the tank engaging. Okay, so then, all of a sudden, we're all good. I'm irritated, it went away, it's over with, and I didn't have to fight with anybody or be like, oh no, I'm right, you're wrong. That's not the place for that. And as soon as you explain it, no matter what is said, no matter what goes on, don't have a fight in the middle of the raid. Just accept whatever they got to say and move on. Again, like last week, not everything has to be personalized. You just take it and you just go on. People are assholes. Some people misunderstand things. In this case, wasn't somebody being an asshole. It's just, hey, I misunderstood. Not a big deal. We moved on and we downed that raid. No problem. Pay attention to raid bosses and raid queues. Another thing, we talked about this. If you have a raid job, like you go into raid and you are DPS when you raid, then have DPS gear. If you're a healer, have healer gear. If you're the tank, have toughness gear. That's really important, because if it's not done that way, you're really not meeting your full potential. When you get into places like Greenscale and you get into River of Souls, first off, this stuff costs lots of money for resist runes and shit. It really does. It's difficult to pull off with an entire raid when they're all not readily geared and can afford the runes themselves. You have to rune up the tanks for resistances. You have to make sure that the guild has it with buffs. You have to make sure you can meet the resistant requirement. And that doesn't sound difficult, but, I mean, for instance, one of the runes requires these revitalizing seeds, which most people sell. And let me tell you ahead of time, hold on to the little gimme crap that falls out of those things. Apparently, you're going to need them to make runes to resist against that particular element. You're going to need, I think it was 4 Eternal Planar Dust. Those things go for 5 plat on my server. I don't know what they go for every server, but 1 apiece. 5 plat, minimum. That's cheap. That's bargain basement pricing. It's expensive to make these runes. And that's for one. If you have 3 tanks, you're going to need 1 rune for each tank, and you're going to have to rune his gear up so he can resist. It's really a lot of material. What does that mean in the long run? Well, I guess it means pay attention, make sure you have the time to do it, plan ahead, make sure you schedule your real life and let people in your house or your family, your loved ones know you have something going on ahead of time. Don't do it the day of. Don't be like, we raid on Fridays. I told my wife at 1:30 Friday afternoon, we're raiding. It's not going to work out well for you if you continuously do that. Because again, raids take a long time. If you start one at 6 p.m., you may not be off that raid by midnight. It is just a long, arduous endeavor. It has high-end rewards, but that is what endgame is about. Not everyone has to be a raider. I'm not saying Rift is full of raid stuff, but I really wanted to focus on that this week because I saw a lot of problems and uncomfortability in the raiding. For instance, again, raiding is expensive. Who's paying for that? Is your guild paying for it? Did your guild have a windfall of money to buy planar essences at 4 plat a pop? No, probably not. The truth is that you all as a guild have to pull together, pull money, pull materials, pull anything you can to make it happen. Because a raid is a guild effort. Even if you pug a raid, it is still that community effort that's going to make it sink or swim. Okay? Without all of you working together, with anything becoming petty or anyone being greedy, the truth is, you're bound to fail. And then, you don't make it back a second time. So, I mean, just focus. Focus your efforts. You know, don't waste your efforts when you know, hey, you made it that far. You know you can go all the way. Don't stop here because of some pettiness or silliness because it was too hard or it was too long. If you made it this far, push all the way through, man. Get to your goal. The end game is within reach. And shit, they're adding new content all the time, which is, you know, kind of good, but in a lot of ways, I have to gear up. Shit, the River of Souls thing, I really kind of want to have greenscale gear before I go into River of Souls, and the River of Souls gear is not that great. So, alright, well, that's enough about that. Let's move on to other things and other topics and new venues. Alright, so, super cool califragilistic time. So, I was going to talk about the Ascended program. Ascend a friend. I got my best friend to play. I got my son to play. They use my code. You get this little, like, corgi dog. This little courage dog. And what is the Ascend a friend program? I'm going to tell you. It's a marketing scheme. And you get a fiery-footed horse. But, you know, hey, shit is shit, right? You want something that looks different than everybody else's something, you get this fucking Outback Outfitters wild one side up swashbuckler hat. I don't know how the fuck else to describe it because it's got spikes on it. And really, hats with spikes on it. Didn't that already play out? Wasn't that the 80s? I don't remember. I don't really remember much of the 80s. But you know what? Let's you know, deal with what it is. It is a marketing program to get other people to buy the game, and you get credit when they use your trial code and then they purchase the game afterwards. Why is that important to know? It's not, but it does help all the servers, and, you know, they're going to start doing transfers soon and all this other stuff. But really, if you get friends to play with you, there's nothing better than that. So I kind of promote that idea. Use your keys not to get free shit, but to kind of lure people in who might play an MMO. You know, I'm really glad my kid's playing, you know, as much as I can get him to, because he plays that other weird game, MapleStory, which is a waste of money and life. But Rift isn't. Rift is awesome. Rift is, you know, social endeavors. Yeah, I don't really know where I was going with that. But you know what? I'm enjoying it a lot. And, you know, oh, holy shit, my best friend made, like, he's making 50 in record time. He's had the game 8 days. He made level 50. And he's never played Rift before. It was unreal. I didn't even do anything. The only thing I ever did was I took him to IT when we first started playing to show off dungeons to him and show him around. And I took him and ran him through IT. Holy shit, 50 in 8 days. That guy's a machine. And, you know, we're not tier 1 rating yet because we still got to gear him out. But really, wow, man, wow. You know what? It's like I like it rough on the Dimroot server. That guy is a beast. So I give him props. All right, well, that's all I really want to say about the Ascended Friend program. But now I have a new section. I have a new section that will also talk about the complete silence behind me. Because it is now time for something new. Enter Soundbit.
Computers.
I got mail! Yay! I got mail! Yay!
Okay.
You got mail.
I got mail!
So, we're at a new, different kind of part of the show. This part of the show is a fun thing called mail time. That's right, I begged and begged, and you guys provided. I got comments and emails. I even got a show submission from the banner request, having people put in these banners. And you know what? It's not like Picasso, but it's good. You know what? I'm going to say that much. It's good. I enjoyed it. So, alright, let's talk about it. I got an email, and you know what? Just as promised, when you guys comment or contact me I'm going to share that with the public audience here. The public audience being new 44 subscribers. All right, hold on. So here's the email. It is from, we'll just say, Sidso. I believe that's their name. It is, well, I don't know how to pronounce that name. But they play on the Dark Saints on Argent in the EU server. Hi, you were asking up listeners to please email you. I swear that's what it says. You were asking up listeners. Oh, actually, it says listeners, but it's okay. To please email you. So here you go. I just started listening to your podcast, and I got to say, it's refreshing to hear a podcast where the host is not whining all the freaking time, because that is just plain old depressing. You are dynamic and funny to listen to. The sound effects is sometimes a bit over the top, but hey, that is part of the fun. So go you. That's right, go me. That's what he said. Thanks for making a fun podcast. It's, you know what? I'm going to spell that name. It is K-A-N-A-E. Kane. From Dark Saints on Argent on the EU servers. Thank you so much for that email. That was really refreshing. I sent back, you know, I'm going to try to do this as much as possible. Sent back a private email thanking him for writing it. Also, Mame on the Dimroot server contacted me, told me he just started listening to the show and he loves it. Again, Mysteriosis just started listening to the show, so a special shout out to her because she's funny, and one of these days I'm going to get her on the show and try and talk her into doing her own show because she is just fucking hilarious to listen. Alright, so another contact I got was from Jonathan on the comments from Show 5. Now, Show 5, I put out this little special thing. I hope you guys remember that. I was like, hey, you know, I really need somebody to, like, do a banner, and we have all these artistic people, even in my guild, and, you know, I just want to have something with the five different elemental dragons looking down at some silhouetted players and say, you know, so the bottom be like, we are the Defiant. Well, it's funny. Jonathan sent in this awesome sketch he did, and I'm not going to ruin his prize, but you guys should check it out. It's great. It made me laugh. It made me smile. And I don't know, I'm gonna find a way to incorporate in the show background or show banner or something. It's funny. It was worth it. So thank you, Jonathan. Thank you for your submission and your interest. Alright, well, what's going on with the Treon stuff since we're talking about emails? I don't know. I need 60 days worth of shows or 60 days worth of things, and I don't have a server available to do the whole thing. I'm just using riffrunners.info as my splashdown. And you know what? I really, really, really need your guys' help. If you guys play, I would love for you guys to, you know, interest some of your guildies in the show. It's not for listenership. What I'm trying to do is this. If I can show that I have a lot of people listening to the show, maybe they won't care that I'm not hosting it out of my own website, and then maybe I can get backdoored into Treon and get, you know, free content. As I get free content, the content goes into the show. I will be, like, giving away whatever they, you know, if they give me stuff, it goes right back into the show. So we'll see. If it works and we get enough, play on it. I mean, I don't know why I would now. Apparently, the last show had 859 downloads, which is down from the last time that I had a show go up, but who cares? It really, really impresses me. I don't do this for anything other than my own entertainment, so that you guys are in here, like, really enjoying the show means a lot to me. But we gotta get to one more thing. Now, you might have heard the click in the background. I have one more email to read. I got the dirty email. I got just this guy who's trolling, and you know what? I decided I'm going to read the troll on the air. However, because I don't do hate pieces on, and I don't ever talk about people that piss me off and use their names, I just, you know, use them in situational commentary. I will, on the other hand, not be giving out this email's name or any of the information, just going to read the content of the email, because it goes on a little bit, but we're going to get down to the crux of it. He talks about how he's been playing Rift for a while, and he's a longtime podcast listener, not my podcast. Apparently, he's implying that he listens to a lot of other podcasts. I find the podcast quality and recording quality of this show poor at best. I don't find any of your content funny or original, and I really find you kind of hard to listen to when you're so erratic. I thought the first show was a good attempt at being an informative podcast, but this new content has been a problem all along through the last four shows. Okay, I love that I got that in an email. He felt the need to tell me,
you are failing.
And I'm okay with that because I need the feedback. However, I do this for my own entertainment. I just said that shit, but here we are again. I don't care. If you want to write in and say you hate the show, that's fine. But if you put in that constructive kind of,
I went to Harvard just to shit on podcasts
kind of letter, man, that's fine. I'll read that shit on the air. I mean, fuck it. Somebody's got to use your education for something, right? All right, well, there we go, man. It's 5 minutes into the We Had Mail. I am so excited. Thank you all for contacting me. Don't forget to come to the site. It will be riffrunners.info. It'll take you to the blog, and it'll right there on show. I think this is show 8. Right there on show 8 will be a link to Jonathan's awesome picture and submission. If you don't see it, it's also on the comment section of show 5. But wow, I am super pumped. Another thing I'm pumped for, man. I went and did green scales, and it was kind of crazy. Something I've learned from doing green scales was you have to be careful when you do raids. Something that some raids overlook is this concept. Some of you may be familiar with. I'll use a couple of terms for it. One is lots of chiefs, no Indians. Another one is too many cooks in your kitchen. I went to the green scales thing, and we wiped several times. Not a bunch. Not like, oh god, but a couple of issues came up, and I want to address them on the show, not for reflection on this, just things that I think may happen a lot. One, if you pug, and you're mainly a guild thing, and you're going to do something as a guild thing, have how you're going to do loot rights set up previous to loot dropping, because then it gets a little uncomfortable and awkward when people are having to ask whether they can roll for stuff. And especially if there are bad feelings between the two guilds, the guild that you invited this guy from and your guild, when they start feeling like, oh man, we did a guild run just to give these assholes something. It happens. You want to be clear about what guild rights are once you start pugging to fill the last two slots. And then sometimes you need to make a special rule for that when you have these kinds of setups. Now, Reborn Destiny right now doesn't have that problem. We have more than enough people to pug, and we do. We regularly, or not pug. We have more than enough people to not pug. And pug, for people who may be like, what the fuck is a pug? I know some of you out there, this is your first MMO. A pug is a pick-up group. That's what pug stands for. Now, what happens with pugs is sometimes they're chaotic, but generally, like, the raid situation, we had a great team. You know what? I'm gonna give a shout-out right now for this guild that really did me some service and was really good to me. There was a little weirdness, like I said, because there was a lot of cooks in the kitchen, but I'll get to that at the end. one of the things that's regularly done, and I've done this a couple times now at different pick-up raids, mainly for raid riffs, but guys feel the need to talk over one another in a voice server. Now, first off, voice servers are supposed to make these easier, but they can make things more complicated when there are too many cooks in the kitchen. There should be a tank calling out the main tank. If he needs help or he needs to switch his tank, that guy should be in the channel during the fight. If there is a head DPS, his only job is when he realizes a target is not being attacked. He does not shout, he is not aggressive, he is not loud. He simply says, spore, where the spore is, or target, where the target is. For instance, you're fighting the boss, you're DPSing the boss, like on the Life Rift where the big mushroom things pop up. And you have to yell out spore. So yelling out spore, the head DPS, the guy at the very back, looking for these targets, says, spore, back right. Now, back right will always be the guild from left to right is oriented in one direction. All of these directions are based on your facing direction from the raid to the boss. Now, it doesn't matter. Anyone doing melee DPS up front on the boss, it does not matter. To the tank, it does not matter to the healers. It matters to the ranged DPS at the back with this target. Very simple, very quick, should not be talking over anyone. Boom. Spore, back left. Spore, front right. Okay, if he notices it's not being DPSed, and he's the only one on it, he needs to get on it. Second, that also leads us to, that guy needs to be really geared and gaming towards, he had better be the guy jumping on these things first. He has to be super attentive to these details. So that is the three voices. Now, if you don't know what those three voices are, we'll go through them again, okay? Raid leader, okay, does not change the plan mid-raid. That's very important. It's better for your raid to wipe and know why the plan didn't work. Hey, I knocked that over. That's horrible. Horrible. I'm just throwing shit everywhere. It's like equipment destroy it day. Alright, so it's better for your raid to wipe and know why the plan didn't work than to change it midway and still be confused about what's going on. Now, I know that sounds crazy, like,
I know, wipe if you think you can beat it and change the plan.
No, chances are, and I mean this, if you run the numbers, all you numbers guys out there, if you have got to stop 20 people mid-plan and get them all to coordinate to your new on-the-fly job, it's gonna be a problem because that's 20 people you have to immediately get to understand in a very short sentence while the fight is going. How much success do you really think that's gonna have? Now sure, at the end, if you notice something and you think you can just DPS this guy down, you have the healers stop healing and just nuke the shit out of this guy, fine. If you really think your healers can put out that kind of DPS, go for it. But aside from that really, really unbelievable rare situation, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. So you've got to focus. So again, too many cooks in the kitchen, always establish loot right at the beginning of the raid. If you add more people, make sure you reestablish. All right, that's it. That's Rift Runners for this week. I am Chuck. Thank you for listening. Riftrunners.info. DimrootRiftRunners@gmail.com. Leave comments. Can't wait to hear from you guys next week. Thank you for the 35 minutes I got out of your lives. I appreciate it. We are the Defiant. Plans retired, all the sucker MCs came.